Right. So we're going to start the Tolda of Ohel B'Shabbos. The Rambam writes,
can you call it for a second?
Ohel Kavua, Hareza Tolda's Bone of Achayev. And the question, of course, is what in the world is a Ohel? How does an Ohel differ from Binyan? What's the difference between the Av and the Tolda? So this is not at all clear in the Rishonim. They left room for the Achronim to try to figure this out. And as such, there are many possibilities. The Pnei Yeshua, Sukkot Tazayin Amud Beis, writes that Binyan, in other words, the Av, Bona, is something that's a permanent structure, like a house. And Ohel is a temporary structure, something meant to be moved, like a tent. The Iker Hachilok Shebein Binyan Lo'el, Hainu Loshen Binyan Shaykh Bivinyan Kavua, Shetiskaim Liamim Rabin, Mashen Kain Oel, Lagabe Binyan Have Binyan Arai. El Dafilu Hachi Chayev, Mishan Tolda Debona, Kem Shederach Olbekach. Now, the obvious question is, according to this, what is the difference between Oel Kavua and Oel Arai? In other words, we know that within the world of Ohel, the Isser del Raisa is Ohel Kavua. There's an Isser Rabbanan of Ohel Arai. But if Ohel is defined as Arai, vis-a-vis Bona, so then how is there a distinction between Ohel Kavua and Ohel Arai? So presumably the answer is that even to be chai for Ohel Kavua, you need a type of kvius, even though it's not permanent. One way to look at it is that kvius is defined as getting the job done. The way the Pnei Yeshua himself put it was, the reason why you're chayev for ohel, even though it's not kavua, is kevan shederech ola b'kach. So it has to be the derech. This is reminiscent of what we saw in the Rashba by Kosev. The Rashba and Kosev said that even though you need a permanent type of ksiva, nevertheless, you're chayev for red ink or the like, because that's the derech to be kosev for sefer zachronos, etc. So the point would be the same thing over here. That's one direction to go on. But it'll obviously be, it might lend itself to some cases where it's going to be unclear, ambiguous. Are we dealing with a derais or a derabanan? Now, I'm assuming in asking this question, the Pnei Yeshua, that the difference between ohel arai and ohel kavua is defined by how long it's meant to last. In other words, ohel kavua is still temporary, right? Otherwise, it would be binyan, according to Pnei Yeshua. The difference between arai and kavua is how long it's meant to last. It could be, and we'll get back to this theory when we see some of the Rishonim, like the Rach, the Rif, the Rambam. They might say that the difference between ohel kavua and ohel arai is more structural. It sounds like from the Rif, for example, that if it's a tefach roof, that's considered ohel kavua, nasir deraisa. And if it's less than a tefach, and that's derived from tumah, less than a tefach, it's considered ohel arai. In other words, the difference between arai and kavua for ohel, when is it nasir deraisa, when is it nasir rabbanan, is much more a structural difference, not a time difference. So according to that view, then this question wouldn't be a question. So again, be that as it may, according to Bnei Yeshua, Bona and Ohel differ in terms of whether it's a permanent structure or a temporary structure. It's an interesting question to think about why Binyan HaMishkan, according to this, would have been Bona and not Ohel. After all, I'm assuming the Av was in the Mishkan, and that was a temporary structure. Maybe according to the definition of Bnei Yeshua, the Mishkan should have been an Ohel. It's even called an Ohel, I think, in one place. So what would we say about that? Now, we could just answer that, well, it's Roi to be a Kavua, and it would have stayed here as long as needed, except that Hashem just told them to move on. And that relates to that Yerushalmi we talked about, which we'll get back to a little bit in a minute. So that's another interesting question to think about if you follow this definition of the Pnei Yeshua. Another approach suggested by the Kilos Yaakov in Shavas Simon Lamed Zayin. I didn't look it up inside, but it's cited in Dirshu Note 1 in Shin Tesvav, is that it's dependent on whether or not it is Mechubar Lekarka. Mechubar Lekarka is going to be a Bainer Shaila, and non-Mechubar Lekarka is an Oel Shaila. Here too, you could actually ask, so what about the Mishkan? That wasn't Mechubar Lekarka. So the Yerushalmi actually says that, well, what were the, were there,
the brick house Mechubar Lekarka?
Yes.
Why?
It's a good question, because the, because, well, let's say it like this. If you lifted up a brick house, karka would probably come with it, right? Let's say it wouldn't. The peg, so where were the pegs in a Mishkan? Not in the, I'm not talking about the walls around the Mishkan. So the Krushim, so Yushalmi actually says that the Krushim have the din of karka, so that the Adanim and the Krushim were like karka. So that's the answer. The answer is that that would be mechubar lekarka. So this is the case. So then pitching a tent, we always talk about, you know, maybe what's the malach if you pitch a tent? So that wouldn't be it would be bonem, which isn't a problem. It's not a nevraya, but when you think of you think of tent. But tent isn't, tent, according to this, at the very least, wouldn't be. Oh, well, according to the Pnei Shua, would be. Because, you know, you pitch a tent for the night, and the next day you move on, you go camping.
The tent is Mechubar Lekarka?
Because of the pegs.
Oh, the pegs.
I don't know. Maybe you never pitched a tent before. Most people have, right. So there are pegs and the like that are, so that make the tent. Right. That are Mechubar Lekarka. So, so again, that's not a kasha, just interesting to think about. The Evan Azel, Shabbos Perk Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin, writes that the Yisod of the Av of Bona is that it's the Chibur of Avanim or Krashim Zelazeh by the Chiburan Yotzei Binyan. Remember, we saw actually that the Rambam defines the Malacha Bona also as particles coming to form something bigger. Oel is a asiyas mako muvdal al yedei yirios v'kadoma. Now, if this is correct, also, so I think pitching a tent with pegs and other things would also not be OL, because again, it's comprised of all sorts of different parts that you put together.
Okay.
Not a problem, just something. Now, the Evan Hazel adds that OL is...
isn't Oel supposed to be holy?
It's supposed to be holy?
Yeah.
There you go. Like the Mishkan, right?
Yeah.
Givaldi. So I thought that the simplest chiluk, I don't know, is that Oel, the geder of an Oel is something defined by protection. We could still actually define bona the way that the Evan Hazel defines it. But Oel isn't about, the way the Evan Hazel defines Oel is asiyas mako muvdal al yidei yirios.
Yeah.
I think it should be defined by muvdal per se, because then it would equally be an Oel when it comes to, let's say, walls, right? Let's say you made mechitzos, so that's mako muvdal, but we'll see. It's probably not even aser or not chayev mishum ohel, but rather like the verb mahil. You see it in the Rishonim throughout this sadya. Mahil means sort of protection. So ohel is defined by something whose goal, some type of structure, whose goal is to protect, to be mahil. And that's why, for example, we find throughout the sugya that there's a big difference between a roof and a wall. But sometimes walls might be usher, but the significance of a roof is because it's mahil, because it provides that protection. Now again, so there's nothing to do with chiluk rishus per se. If you focus on chiluk rishus, then maybe it's the opposite. Like mechitzos are more likely to be violation of ohel as opposed to a roof. But if you define it more in terms of being mahil, so now it doesn't mean, I should point out, that it's mutter if it's not providing protection. We will see that there might be at least things that are atu ohel that are asr even if they don't provide protection, like the examples in Siv Gimel. But those might be asr atu ohel even if they're not truly an ohel. So we'll have to get back to that. Be that as it may, so we have all these interesting definitions. Yes?
According to the last thing they were saying, is there really a fundamental difference between the standard Avolach Bona and Asiyas Ohel?
So you're saying a bias is also meant to provide protection,
I'm
but
saying like,
it doesn't have to. That's not part of the definition.
You can violate Bona, let's say, if you build a brick wall, you're not going to violate Ohel because there's no roof.
Mm-hmm.
In which case,
just to say that we'll have to see is that pashut, because if it's kavua, you might be chai for ohel even without a roof. The riff might say that you need a roof, midiraisa. Well, anytime, it's only when it's arai that we distinguish between roof and wall, according to many Rishonim.
I'm saying, but how is it an ohel if it doesn't have a roof?
Because it's mahil, it still protects. You can protect. It's just you have less protection without a roof. I don't know. If I don't like the sun, and a vertical wall also protects me from the sun until noon.
I'm saying, but where would that definition come from? Like, meaning all the cave.
Because it's mahil.
Right, mahil meaning it has a roof.
No, it provides protection.
Why are we concerned about anytime you put a roof on a wall, and why wouldn't that be Tosefta Solo as opposed to Asiya Solo?
Anytime you put a roof on a wall.
Right? Mosif on all harai could be mutter.
Yeah, I agree that the ikar is roof, but a wall without a roof. In the event that, certainly, where it might be an Isser Del Raisa when it's Kavua. In other words, because it's permanent, the distinction between roof and wall might fall away. Okay. You're saying that's a pirchat to the pshat that I'm giving, right? Because
yeah.
If I'm right, then it isn't. So what I'm saying is, no, roofs or walls also provide protection. Not to the same degree. Okay, we'll have to see if there's any nafkamina in all this. Maybe the reason why the Rishonim don't discuss it is because it doesn't make any difference. So let's actually jump to some of the halachos.
I mean, the point of it, shouldn't it be true that a person who makes a wall, which is arai, why wouldn't that also be superior?
Because it's not. Because it's offering less protection. So it's less dome to the Isser Deraisa, and they weren't go there.
It's just as dome to making wall which protects.
Regardless, that's a question. That's a question according to any approach. That's a question according to any approach. No?
No.
Why?
If you assume that you need that an OL requires a roof, so then I understand why you can violate.
But nobody thinks an OL requires a roof, except for maybe Rashi. And even that's not our here send Rashi. How do you explain the Sigif Kakachalon? Your Mosif, Alo Alarai, even though it's not, it's a window.
Right, but it's a structure that has a roof. You're being
okay.
Something which is an OL.
Right,
that's
so but the point
saying,
is you're being Mosif,
that
but the contribution that I'm doing is building the wall. In other words, I'm in violation by contributing to the wall. So we see that to violate that all I was saying is that the violation of the Isser could be done not just by roof, but also by wall making. Well, Rashi is, there's a little bit of a steer in Rashi. Rashi in one place says Aruba. So maybe he thinks it's dafka, you're not aser if it's not a wall. And the marshal changes the route. In another place, sounds like Rashi's, even for chalom, the marshal changes the girsa, but it's not a pashut change. And the pashtus is that since you're adding to a kavua structure, then it's aser, even if It's just vertical. We'll get back to that.
Is a circle considered an ohel?
We'll get there. We'll get there. So let's talk about, this actually leads us to Moshe's question. So we'll get there. It'll lead us into this question, which is, are you chayiv for, and we'll talk about this now with respect both to Bona and Ohel, are you chayiv for Binyan L'shah? So the Gemara in Beit Zel, Amid Beis and Beis is like this. Amar Rav Nachman, Avanim Shal Beis HaKisei Mutar L'tzadidan B'yom Tov. So you want to set up stones into like a type of toilet. And that's Mutar on Yantif. Some Rishonim say who had in Shabbos, we're just in Beit Zel, so we're talking about Yantif. The Rambam seems to apply this kula only in Hilchos Yantif. So it's Mutar. Eisvei. Rabba l'Rav Nachman ein mekifin shtei chavios l'shvos alein es hakedera. So you're not allowed to put a pot on top of two chavios. So what do we see? We see that this should be aser. So the Gemara answers, right? In other words, any type of arrangement of this sort should be aser. What's the difference? Amar lei shani hasam yishim dekavet ola. Ah, very different. Over here, there's a roof. In the case of the pot over the barrels or something like that, there's a roof. The pot is the roof. Whereas in the case of the toilet, I'm just arranging stones to serve as a toilet. There is no roof. Amar lei Rabba Zuta Ravashi El Meata Bana Itztva B'yamtif Delo Avid Oa La Hachanami Deshari. So you're going to say it's mutter because there's in an Itztva, there's no roof, right? Delo Avid Oa. Here again, we see the connection between Ohel and roof. But it's obviously chayiv when you build an itztava. Amalei hasan binyan kavua asra Torah binyan arai lo asra Torah. The gazra banan binyan arai atu misham binyan kava. The hacha misham kvodo lo gazru vei rabanan. So because of kavra brios, they were megil when it's arai. So we're not talking about oil necessarily over here. When Binyan Kavu is always Aser. Normally, where goes there Binyan Arai, Atu Binyan Kavua. But Mishum Kavod, they were Makel. Again, either also on Shabbos or only on Yantif. It's an interesting question why you'd be Machalik between Shabbos and Yantif. If we have time, maybe we'll go back to it. But be that as it may. So what do we see over here? We see that there's a difference between a binyan kavua, like an itztava, and a binyan arai, like the avanim shel beis hakisei. Now, okay, that's one place where we see a difference between kavua and arai. And that leads us to the question, so how do you define kavua and arai? So the simplest way to distinguish between them is, like I said, is going to be the time that they're up. Kavua means something permanent, long-lasting, maybe forever. Arai means something short-lasting or the like. L'chartz talui in time. As we said before, according to the simple reading of the Rif, maybe the Rambam, maybe the Rambam, it's actually talui more with respect to Ohel based off of the structure, right? If it's a tefach or more, dumya didin Ohel by tuma, so then that is going to be considered a kavua and chayiv, even if you want it to last for a short period of time. We'll see. We'll get back to that theory when we talk about the Nota Behudas theory, that using an umbrella or a parasol might be an iser de oraisa. Why would using an umbrella be an iser de oraisa? Because it's mahil more than a tefach. Aye, but it's arai. Doesn't matter. But let's assume now, like the pashtus, which is it's taloi in the zman. So now the question is, what is this man? What is the shear? Is there a shear? If there is a shear, what is the shear? And here, as we already saw, there might be a difference between bona and ohel. Now there's the shear for kvios. If it's a malach of bona, might be more substantial than the shear of kvios if it's ohel, right? So here is where actually the definition of whether something is bone or ohel might actually be very relevant because the shear might be different. Be that as it may, So are there rules, and what are they? So it says in Shin Tesvav Aleph, it's mutter to be tola vilon lefnea Pesach. Sounds like even though it's there permanently. So the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, asks, one second, if it's there permanently, it should be asa midaraisa. So they answer, no, this isn't kavua, because it's na v'nad beruach metsuya. You hang this curtain in front of your door, so billows in the wind. In other words, very interesting. It's considered eino kavua, even though you're planning to leave this curtain there forever. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Chazon Ish, Nun Beis, Yud Gimel says that doesn't make any sense. Is there permanent? Of course, it's considered Mosif Al Abinyan and Aser Mishim Bona. Is a different answer. In other words, for the Shulchan Aruch, it's Tali Mori in terms of the structure. It's not Bona, because structurally it's not Bona. And Chazon Ish more in terms of the time. What about, how would he explain the Shulchan Aruch? The Chazon Ish could be, this is what the Orchel Shabbos page Reish Samach Tes suggests, it's talking about that it's Mechubar al Yidei Vavim. So that's why it's not really a chelik of the binyan. That's why hanging the curtain's okay. You're just hanging it, attaching it to hooks. This actually brings us back to our discussion we had earlier about Legos. But it also relates to, and maybe this is what Moshe was bringing up, what about Tzchach? Here's a very interesting practical question. Comes up every so often. So I remember one year there was a big storm on the first day of Sukkot, and a lot of people's schach blew off. Is it mutter to ask a guy to put the schach back on? So if we think that this is arai, so we're dealing with the Nisr Durabanan, it's all arai, Nisr Durabanan, and therefore maybe it could be makel for shvus to shvus ben makom mitzvah. If we think that this is all kavuot and isser deraisa, we don't allow an isser deraisa l'tzarach mitzvah, so you wouldn't be able to. So if you don't have a sukkah, you don't have a sukkah. Go to a neighbor, figure something else out. But we wouldn't allow you to ask a guy to put it up. So the Prima Gadim over here in Eish Lavram, Sif Katan Aleph, is mesupik about this very point. He says, is it us or mutter to ask a guy in a case that the schach blew off? And he's unsure. He says, Vel kavua have shemunach l'shmona yamim v'tisha v'ave yisr Torah v'asr al yidei akum ki im shvus to shvus b'akom mitzvah v'afim ayam mikzah schach munach l'tosefes al yesh b'kavua have min haTorah. In other words, the heter of Tosefes won't help if we're dealing with the Nisr D'Oraisa, v'dafka Tosefes al Raishari, hakav alei v'yesh l'sapik, eze mikri kava l'schayiv alav min haTorah, uv'yom tov asr livnos bias avshein lo makom lachol min haTorah. So he's misupik. He doesn't answer the question. It's interesting because in the Tshuvos Megidos, the Tshuvos of the Prima Gadim, Simin Kuf Tassi's Machmir on Nishayla, there could be that over there he's Machmir, because there we're talking about a person who didn't build a sukkah before Yantif and then figured, oh, we'll just have a guy build a sukkah. So then you were Poshaya. Whereas in the case over here where he's Mesupik, it's because it blew off in the wind, you were in Poshaya.
Question?
Now, just one second. Rabbi Kiva Eger is Medaik that Al-Karchacha, it's not an Isser Del Raisa, because the Gemara in Yoma, Yoram the base, has machlokas between Abiyud and Chachamim, if sukkah is Diras Arai or Diras Kefa. And the halachas, it's Diras Arai. Nafkamina, for example, that you're Pater from Mezuzah. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger that Shalinian Schach Aide Nafi Bianta Vadei Delavi Binyan Mamish, Shia Asr Min HaTorah, because otherwise you'd be Chayv in Mezuzah. And he says, I, the Prima Gadim, is Mesupik Mezah, Achein Lan Yastaiti, Yeshlomid La Mikri Al Keva, Shem Lokin, Lamalot Schayv Mezuzah, Val Kamelon, Diladi Dan, the Sukkah Diras Arayhi, Turmim Mezuzah, Alma the Sukkah Lashivas Yamim, Lo Havya El Arai. Obviously, Kiva Eger, the Prima Gadim didn't think that the dinim are necessarily Talmud Zebzeh. In other words, it might be considered Arai Lagabi Hilchas Mezuzah, but not necessarily Lagabi Hilchas Shabbos. Kiva Eger, though, thought that it should have one definition, and therefore, according to Kiva Eger, if your schach blows off, it would be mutter to ask a guy to put it back on Shabbos. On Yantif, you might actually have an additional tzad to be Mekel, if it blows off on Yantif, to have the guy put it on.
What if it blows off? And call them over.
Call them over. You can put it back on. The nafka mina would be like this. Why would Shabbos and Yantif be different? Because according to Tosos, we might say, Tosos is unsure about this, but we might say betoch, right? For bona, because you can make cheese. Yeah. So that's Tosos on Shabbos, Tzadi, Hei, Yamad Aleph. The Rambam, though, Hilchos Yantif, Perek, Aleph, Halacha, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, clearly doesn't say that way. So at least according to Tosos, there might be an additional sniff on Shabbos. Yes, Moshe.
In terms of Hilchos Sukkah, though, once the schach blows off, it's off. It's not schach now, right now. And can you have a goy put schach on for the same mitzvah? I'm talking about mitzvah Sukkah now, not the Easter of Bona on Shabbos.
Yeah, no. It's a good question. What? Yeah. He's saying in the back, Sukkah's Ganvach, right? Okay.
I don't know what that is. Pardon my ignorance.
Yeah. It's a sugya and Mesecha Sukkah. But the Pashto says it would be okay, even though we like to be Machmir. Fine.
Thank you.
So, fine. This also, I don't want to go back into it because we discussed this before, but the discussion in Yerushalmi about whether you're chayav for bona when you build something that structurally could last forever, but you have intention to undo it, right? So that seems to be a machlokas in Yerushalmi. Back to the Mishkan. In other words, the Gemara over there says in Yerushalmi, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Ma binyan hayu b'mishkan shei nos nin krushin al gabi adanu, v'lo l'sha haisa. In other words, since I couldn't move until Hashem told me to move, that's like binyan liolam. Simple binyan shami is therefore even no. This was binyan l'sha, but binyan l'sha is chayiv because you're chayiv for if you had built the mishkan on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu was machmisan. Level Eretz Yisrael. Seems like machlokas in Yerushalmi about this question. You say that if you build something that could last forever, but you build it with the intention that to undo it, is that chayev or pater? It's interesting that if you look at the Ritva at the beginning of Parakabona, he understood that Lamaskanas Yerushalmi binyan l'sha is binyan. At least that's what he's paskin ladina. So therefore, I would have thought that the sukkah is an iser de oraisa regardless. In other words, if the reason the prima gadim suffig seems to be maybe it should be arai, it should be derabanan because I'm intending to undo it. And then he wants to know, okay, but you're intending to undo it after 8 days, so that's too short. But if I built it with intention to undo it after an hour, the Prima Gadim is taking for granted that is potter. Whereas the way the Ritva, I think, understood the Yerushalmi, you'd still be chayev. Unless you just said that structurally a sukkah, since the bamboo mat, let's say, just laying on top of the walls, that wouldn't be chayev, would be arai because of the structural aspect. The Rashba at the beginning of Parakabona also quotes this Yerushalmi, but it left the last line out of Rabbi Yossi Rabun. In other words, it's unclear what he understood as the Yerushalmi. And this brings us back, we talked about this when we did kosher, right? Because the Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalam Abeis said by kosher that they were, where do you have kosher Mishkan? So the Gemara originally said they were kosher Yisedor Sa'olam, right? And the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's kosher Manas Lahatir. So at least by kosher, and then you could ask whether kosher and bonus should be the same thing. But by kosher, we take for granted that it would be Al Manas Lahatir because they were going to move on in the Mishkan. So either that's against the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi, or you could be machalik between kosher and bona, right? So yeah, the Yerushalmi seemingly concludes that this is that the building of the Mishkan was binyan l'shah, and you're still chayev. When it comes to kosher, we say that the kshira that was done in building of the Mishkan is considered kosher menas lahatir, because they're planning to undo it. So if we equate kosher and bona, so then there's a machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Or we could say, no, there's no machlokas, and there's a difference between kosher and bona. Yes, kshira, anytime it's al menas lahatir, is all the way, it's not kasher. And therefore, the kshira in the building of the Mishkan would not be a kasher shel kayama. But the binyan, even though they were intending to undo it, would be considered a binyan shel kayama.
How would you make that split?
Well, one reason is to say that bona is not dependent on das, it's dependent on structure. Anytime you build a permanent building, you know, that something that structurally is permanent, even though you have intention to undo it, is chayev.
Meaning, but that's after the fact. We're looking at if we have to derive it from the Mishkan solely, why would we have determined to say that I can...
Because kesher is different, and the requirement for shokayam is different by kesher than anything else, than other things. Maybe it's something, and we discussed why this might be when we did kosher. There's something particular about kosher that das to undo it makes it automatically pater.
I mean, the Be'er Halachos isn't exactly that interesting, the way that people normally behave.
That could be one way. Could be that's the way it's done. In other words, it's weird to build a permanent structure with intention to undo it. Or could be other reasons why that would be different. Maybe because of the lack of chashivas of kosher, right? Tzem Achronim gave that svara. That kosher is really not chashiv in its own right, except insofar as it would be permanent. Because you're not unifying the two things. They each retain their identity. So you need the permanence to give it the chashivas and the malacha.
I mean, those things could all be true, but like that's all post facto.
No, it's why can't it, those are good svaros?
Because lamaisa in the Mishkan there was temporary kashir and temporary.
But to be chayev be chayev on Shabbos, you need Mishkan and chashiv. And that brings you back to the girsa at the beginning of Bava Kamma. But maybe that's true. So if this isn't chashiv, so it doesn't matter that it was in the Mishkan, you're still be pater.
Except what Levi was assuming about Kosev, Tosis of the Abona, says that it has Hashiras because it was in the Mishnah.
So, first of all, we already know that's an achlokas we've shown in this question, right? If there are three gear cells, three ways to learn that Gemara in the beginning of Bava Kamma. So, might be a machlokas we've shown. I don't remember what you're referring to when what I said about Kosev.
Kosev, even if you don't write a word, you write two letters, you're still chayev, even though. Seemingly, that doesn't have hashivos.
Right, so that approach was much more Mishkan-oriented, correct? It does those. All right. Anyhow, so this is a big discussion. Does the Bavli agree or disagree with Yerushalmi? There's a Shuvas Chasam Sofer about this and others. So again, one interesting application of this would be if your sukkah falls down, there are other nafka means as well. There's a Tshuvas Avnei Nezer on this as well, some in Resh Yud Aleph. And Chazon Ish talks about, all right, well, it comes up also by Bona. I'll just say, you know, quickly, because I don't really want to move on, but when we discussed Melechas Bona, right, so the Shulchan Aruch assumed the Pashtas that you're chayev, even though it's temporary, when we talked about Kana Shel Sayadim and Mita Shel Prakim and the like, in Sidin Shin Yodalad, that if you, those were meant to be assembled and disassembled, and the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're tokay, you're chayev. And it, you know, it doesn't sound like you're only chayev if you happen to intend to put together this thing forever, because that's not what they were used for. They were designed, adarabah, they were designed to be transportable. And as long as you're tokeya, you're chayev. So it does seem like the pashtus is that we paskin that you could be chayev, even though you have intention to undo it, as long as this is... the way it's done and it achieves its purpose and the like, both for bona, like in the case of Kalim, and then presumably as well by ohel. So then what's the so then what's the tzad to let's say that you're going to be pater by sukkah? So the answer is maybe because sukkah adraba by its, you know, it's and you know, this brings us back to Ricky Dager's idea, maybe by its very nature is arai. In other words, this is defined as something that arai say midiras keva and live in a diras arai. That's what it is by its very nature. So that's why it's a very interesting question. I'm not sure how you would paskan halacha l'maisa. There are a lot of achronim on both sides of the question. Interesting, very interesting. So let's go back to some of the basics and figure out what is needed. What are the basic ingredients to violate both the Issur D'oraisa and more importantly the Issur D'rabbanan of ohel? So first of all, we have to figure out what are the essentials. So we already mentioned this very interesting position of the Rif. The Rif writes that this is on Daf Nun Vav on the base, the Dape HaRif, that less than a tefach is aser midrabanan because it has no gag. And more would be an iser de oraisa, it would seem. It would be awa kafura. Why? Why is this shira tefach? So, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, and presumably that's where the Rif's coming from, the Mishnah Berurah takes for granted that's where the Rif's coming from, because we know that in Hilchos Tuma, you need a tefach to, right, to halachamush mishinai by Tuma, to be maybe a satuma or to be mafsik. And we would apply the same thing in Hilchos Shabbos. And the Rambam also sounds like the Rif. Now, the Rush, Perek Chaf, Simon Beis, disagrees with the Rif. And he says, no. First of all, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan by even Pachos Mitafach. Sorry, according to the Rif, there would be an Isser D'Rabbanan less than a Tafach, because that's what he says Arai is, right? Kavua is more than a Tafach. Arai is less than a Tafach. And he says that's wrong. It goes against the Gemara Kaflam Chasma Beis, that Kilas Chasanim is Motor, because it's less than a Tafach. So how could the Rif say that the Dereis is more than a Tafach, the Rabbanan is less than a Tafach, if the Gemara says it's Mutter less than a Tafach? So what would the Rif respond? So probably, if you look at the Rambam seems to learn like the Rif and address this question. The Rambam in Halacha Lamed says that the reason why Kilas Chasanim is Mutter is because it's Mesukan Lakach. Right? What does that mean, Mesukan Lakach? So the Magen Avraham, Sifkatan Tes Zayin, is on Simen Tesvav, Kuf Tes, Shin Tesvav, says that it's Huchan Lakach. The Machshavah Shekel explains like the Machshava, according to the Lushay Srad, that's therefore doesn't look like Binyan, but one way or the other, less than a tefach is only mutter when it's mesukan lakach. To be mutter, it needs to be both mesukan lakach plus less than a tefach.
Wouldn't be mistaken to say fakirt.
Why?
If it's mesukan lakach, that's a reason to say it's less than an ohel?
Yeah, because it's already muhan mibod yom. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this lasha in Sif Yud Aleph. Kilas Chasanim Shein Begaga Tefach V'loy Bepach V'shosh Samach Bechazah Tefach Hoel Shehi Mesukenes Lekach Mutter Lentosa Mutter Lefarka. Right? In other words, then this is Shitas Rambam, and the Pshat is that it's Mutter not just because it's less than the Tefach, as the Rush reads the Gemara, Rashi, I think, also, but rather because it's Mesukenes Lekach. Peirush, I'm reading the Magen Avraham, Shechina Lekach. It's very similar to the Hatter of Pekaka Cholom, which we also say is Mutter, right? There's a Machlokas Tanaim, exactly when it's Mutter, what type of Hachana you need. But the point is, Pekaka Cholom, the more Hachana you have, whether it's Kasher or Tali or Kasher Vitali or whatever it is, so that makes it less Bona-like.
why wouldn't you say it's the derech to make this ohel so it's more ohel-like?
No, but you were meichin beforehand. So you're a chino
lakach. What does that mean, you're meichin beforehand? It means the drape wasn't over it, but everything else was...
Something like that. You... So you designated this before Shabbos for this purpose, like the Pekaka Chalon. That's the way the Machtas HaShakel explains it. The way the Levush HaSrad says it is, which might be a little different. The Sham Le Rambam Pater Laser Kuma the Kan Mutter Vain Misham Shechinal Kach the Lodami Kol Kach Lebinyan. Yeah. So the point is that, you know, why is Pekaka Chalon Mutter when you b'machshava? Because this looks like closing a window as opposed to adding onto your building.
And this, I mean, it's unclear to me still exactly what you're doing on Shabbos. That wasn't something was prepared before Shabbos.
You designated this cloth before Shabbos to go on top of these ropes.
So then
let's
who
say.
Cares? I'm saying, was it tapach? They already like.
No, they're just ropes. There was just a rope, ropes. Let's say. And you plan to put the blank, this cloth, on top of the ropes. So that makes it lesmona like that Jesus around them. One way or the other, that's l'chora how the Rambam slash Rif would answer the kasha of the Rush. That's why they have, that's why you need that extra Tanai over here in Sif Yud Aleph to be matir, because otherwise just being less than a tefach wouldn't be sufficient. So for the Rif, we know the difference between Kefa and Arai, right? More than a tefach, less than a tefach. The Rush doesn't actually give you a definition, but presumably it would relate to the duration that it's meant to last or able to last or something like that. That's not spelled out. So we basically seem to paskin like the Rif. Take a look at Sif Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. First of all, we just saw that in Sif Yud Aleph and also in Sif Ches. Kol ol meshupa she'en begagol tefach v'lo bepachos v'shoshazon v'lo gag rochav tefach. But if it's more than a tefach, sounds like you're chayiv. And it's aser d'rabbanan if it's less than a tefach, right? According to the Rosh, if it's less than a tefach, it is mutter. Now, does that mean that's the only koveya? Less than a tefach, more than a tefach, more than a tefach is always asked me to rice, less than a tefach is always asked me to rabbanan. Doesn't matter how long it's going to last. So that's actually what the Note of Yehuda says. Note of Yehuda, Tanyana, Simon Lamed, it's quoted by the Ishar Tzion, by the Bir Halacha. And the problem is, as he asks on himself, that the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph says it's mutter to. Add to a roof, an ohel, as long as you started it before Shabbos, because then you're mosif al ol arai, right? So according to this, since it's more than a tefach, it should be an iser of asiyas ol keva, and an iser d'oraisa. So there must be some other function. So he answers, yeah, you have to say, that's only mutter because there's no mechitzos. But if there are mechitzos, plus a tefach, then it's an iser d'oraisa. And if there are no mechitzos, then it's an iser d'rabbanan. According to the Rif, what is the iser d'oraisa? Tefach plus mechitzos.
So what was the note you just had for you?
Because the Gemara says that you're allowed to be mosif al ol arai as long as you started before Shabbos. He doesn't think, now that's ol arai. Why isn't it ol kavua? Like, let's say the case in the Gemara, you know, the sheep need the shade in the day and the sun, not the sun, whatever, fresh air at night. So you're mosif. And the reason why it's mutter is because it's mosif alo arai.
There is a tefach
ufdor. Let's say there is, but you're mosif a tefach. Why is it arai? It's kavua. But then it's, so it's mosif alo kavua. But the Gemara says it's mosif alo arai. Because the tefach equals kavua, according to the Rif. So you have to say that there it's different because there are no mechitzos. So the kitzur, again, in the end of the day, mechitzos, according to Nodu Yuda, according to the Rif, Rambam, Rach, Deoraisa equals tefach plus mechitzos. The Chassam Sofer, Simon Ayin Beis, says that your whole, he totally disagrees. The whole kasha doesn't even start. If it's not the reason, the reason why that Gemara that says you could be mosif alo arai is considered alo arai is because it's temporary. In other words, kava means permanent in some way. Arai means temporary. The reason why there it's mutter is because it's temporary. So what does the Rif mean? According to both of them, according to both the Rif and the Rush, you need permanence to be chayiv midaraisa, right? As opposed to the way the Nodu Yuda read it. According to the way the Nodu Yuda read it, keva according to the Rif meant tefach, keva according to the Rush meant permanent. No, the Chassam Sofer says that doesn't make any sense. Everybody requires permanent. Again, permanent doesn't have to mean forever. You have to figure out what it is, but it has to have some degree of permanence, however you're going to define that, to be chayiv midaraisa. And both the Rush and the Rif agree to that. And he quotes that Yushalmi that we just cited. So then what does he hold for the Rif? It means tefach plus shel kayama. In other words, there's an unstated condition. When the Rif says tefach is kavua, he means assuming it's kavua, assuming it's permanent. And the Mishnah Brura seems to assume that way. Sif Katan Lamed Daled, he writes that even according to the Rif and the Rambam, Tefach is only Kavua Kshaso Lekeva Aval Arai Isuro Derabanan. So as I said, one of the places where this is discussed is the umbrella. According to the Behuda, opening an umbrella on Shabbos might be an Isser de Oraisa. Opening it because it's more than a tefach. And if you see an umbrella as having walls, which might depend a little bit on your shape of your umbrella, then it's a deraisa shaila. Again, according to the Rush, there's no deraisa shaila at all, even according to the Nodu Yehuda, because it's temporary.
Wall would be in the middle of the umbrella?
Oh, I thought he meant when it comes down on the sides. Umbrellas aren't flat on top. So according to the Nodu Yehuda, we have a deraisa shaila when it comes to an umbrella, based off of Rif and Rambam and the like.
Walls hanging in the air that counts as walls?
Well, they're not hanging. They're attached to the roof. They're hanging from the roof. Maybe. Now, the problem with this is, so the Nodu Yehuda makes that. Nodu Yehuda says, well, no, maybe it shouldn't be walls because they're not mechitzos hamagios lakarka. And it sounds like from the Gemara in Erevin and Sukkah that mechitza tzluya isn't a mechitza. But he says, I'm not sure if that din applies here or not. Now, as you know, by Sukkah, mechitza tzluya is ain't a mechitza, hilchos Sukkah. We know by hilchos, you know, mechitza san Shabbos for Rosh Hashayach and Rosh Hashanah, mechitza tzluya isn't a mechitza. Well, what about for the dinim of Ohel? So he says, I'm not sure. Do we carry over or not? Maybe mechitza tluya isn't a mechitza. Now, you still might need 10 tfachim. Usually, umbrellas don't have 10 tfach walls, even if they are mechitza tluyas. But basically, his point is, look, it's true you need some type of walls, but I'm not sure what characterizes walls for Dine Olo. It's hard to know. We don't have rayos. Maybe it's pater, maybe it's chayim, but we're dealing with the deraisa shaila. Because since we can't figure out exactly how to characterize the requirement of walls, he says, I agree the Rif requires walls to be chayav midaraisa, but what's a wall? I'm not sure. It's hard to know. There are no rayos bruros. Therefore, opening of an umbrella is a chashash deraisa, according to the Rif. So as we said, the Chassam Sofer disagrees with this note of Yehuda. for a number of the reasons that we said. The Mishnah Berurah, I mean, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes us before I get to Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish says, I think the, you know, the umbrellas are totally mutter. Forget not, you know, Aser Deraisa or Aser Derabanan, they're mutter. Why? Because it's no different than Kisui Traskel. First of all, he thinks the Chassam Sofer is right. This is the Chazon Ish in the Mountain Base. The Nodi Yud is wrong. And moreover, it's mutter for a different reason, because of Kisui Traskel. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shartzion, he raises this question. He says, why isn't it mutter because of Kisei Traskal? And he says, because you tie them. In other words, a folding chair or something like that would be okay. Now, it could be then that our umbrellas are totally okay. Our umbrellas, you like press the button and they pop up and then it's done. And it could be that the types of umbrellas that these poskim were talking about are parasols, as they call them, were... you know, I don't know exactly how they worked, but it seems like, you know, you push them up and then you tie something down to prevent them from falling down and the like. So that's why it's not bechlal the hetter of Kisei Traskal, even for the Machmirim. And again, maybe our umbrellas wouldn't be any different than, you know, than those cases. So it could be anyway our discussion. The Chazon Ish basically concludes that it's true, according to the Klalim, this is in Nun Hei Sifkat and Vav, even though really, according to the Klalim, it should be totally mutter. But this is Dvarim Shel Heter Shenagu Ba Amisser. Mishnah Berurah.
Can you say Traskel is a Shaila Bono?
Well, but regardless, the principle should apply.
Why
not?
Because maybe it's an
all-right, even if it's... No, because there we're talking about a case that if it wasn't for the fact that this was like meant to go up and down, it would be Aser Altzbona. Yet the fact that it's designed that way to go up and down makes it not bona. So for that same logic, it should be...
So long as it's not
Tekiah. Right. And you see the Mishnah Berurah accepts that. Now, even though the Mishnah Berurah is machmir for the parasol and he's machria, like, you know, at least it's choshes for the Nota Biyuda. But he agrees that if it was like Kisei Traskel, it would be mutter. He just thinks that since you have to tie it up.
Why would that be? In Bona, there is no Isur Binyan Arai. There's an Isur Bona.
That's not true. There is an Isur of Binyan, Derabanan of Binyan Arai. We don't say that all those cases of Bona, if you're just because you're going to undo it, it's going to be mutter.
Is that because it's Arai? Same definition as Arai is all Arai. The Gemara says
So Binyan Arai is Aserat or Binyan Kema. Now, it might be a different definition. But the fact that we say Kisei Traskel should be mutter and Iser Bona Bekalim, so too, there's no reason to assume it wouldn't also be Matir Israel, because the point is, this is not Asiya, this is not Binyan. Oel is still to be a told of Bona. And if we see that something that's foldable or whatever it is, like Traskal, is not Bona, so it also shouldn't be Oel. That Lambda should apply in both cases. Okay. So now, again, well, that was... So let's go and see if we could establish rules. What is considered, what do you need? So the Gemara in Kuflam Chesmet Aleph Abaye, like quoted, put brises together. And he said, sometimes it's chayev, sometimes pater, sometimes mutter. This machlok is Rishonim, whether all these are talking about an Isser Voel, or just, that's the view of Tosfos, or just a random assortment of similar types of halachos, that's the view of Rashi. Some of them are OL, some of them aren't. Let's assume for the moment, like Tosfos, that we're talking about OL shaylos. So he says that if it's OL keva and you do it, you're chayev. If it's a good, so a good is interesting type of like a canteen with a built-in refrigerator. right? So you open it up and the like, that's a derabanan. And Mishameres is Aser Midrabanan. Now, the truth is Rashi, as we said, Kuflam Tesma Bay says that's because an Uvdin Dechol type of thing, but the Ramban says because of Alal, also Tosfos. Kila, again, according to Rashi, it's Gag Tefach, according to the Rif and the Ramban, and the Gag Tefach, also the Rabbanan. Kise Galen, according to Rashi, that's Xer Hashem Yitaka. According to Tosfos, it's because of Alal. All these things are Issa de Rabbanan, again, according to most Hashem, because of Alal. And then we have Mita, that's not even Asid Rabbanan, that's Mutter. The Lomidi Avid Ella Liyasuva Be'alma Kise Traskal, also Mutter, Asla Mutter. Oh. Fine. So according to Reinu Tam, there's no Isser Oel Arai when, we're going to see how he proves this in a moment, unless there are mechitzos, adakarka would seem. And moreover, you have to build it in order. In other words, mechitzos and then roof. The Rashba says that's not true, because what about the case of goat? That seems to be usher. The first example, there are no mechitzos, right? And there you have this type of canteen that you spread out, but it seems to be algabe yesedos. Could be that, we'll get back to this a little later, the Chazon Ish answers up for Tosos, this is Nun Beis, Aleph and Beis. He says, maybe, Gam ledas Tosos hecha de'eno osa achshav ha-mechitzo shari, eno ela hecha de'leka mituach. I guess that means it's not like stretched tightly. Aval hecha de'ka mituach asher. We're going to get back to that Chazon Ish in a moment. But the Rashba says, oh, you see from there, you don't need walls. It could be asher even without walls. So what is the koveya according to the Rashba, Sikot from Menu Yonah, that it's going to depend on whether you need the halal shetachtav and mechitzos. That's a little tricky. There's what the Rashba quotes on Tosos and Tosos himself. So again, let's just take one step back. So do you need mechitzos? We saw according to the Nota Biyudah B'dasa Refi, you need mechitzos mideraisa. According to Tosfos, you need mechitzos midirabanan. In other words, for it to be aser midirabanan, it needs mechitzos. Now the Gemara says in Beitza like this. Let's say you have a pile of wood that you're making like a bonfire out of. So you have to be makbid how to make it. You should first, there's an oel shaila, if you make the walls first and then the roof, you could make the roof first, then the walls, then it would be okay. And the same thing with like barrels of wine, piles of barrels of wine, right? Amar Yudahai Madurta, Milamala Lamata Shari, Milamata Lamala, Aser V'chein Biasa, V'chein Kedera, V'chein Purya, V'chein Chavisa. So do we pass them like that, Gemara? It's very interesting, Rashi. Rashi, the Masal of Hilchos, says, no, of course we don't pass them like that, Gemara. None of those shilas are okay. The egg, the bonfire, all those are mutter. Why? Because this is Darvish Shana Miskavein. That Gemara that answers it, you know what? That's going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. We pass again. Darvish Shana Miskavein is mutter. And therefore, it's okay. Now, you see something interesting. What about, isn't it a psik resha? So, Lachari, you see that maybe Rashi was mati a psik resha and this is Rabbanan. And therefore, it's going to have the din of Darvish Shana Miskavein. Or at least it's lo nichal elo echvas lei, right? Rashi, there's a stira about lo echvas lei. And that's why it's okay. One way or the other, that's the view of Rashi, that the reason why these things are mutter is because it's Darshan Miskavein. Tosfos says, I don't know what he's talking about. This is not Darshan Miskavein. You were Miskavein to make an ohel, because this is an ohel, right? Making my firewood, when, you know, my fire box, that is an ohel, right? There are walls, there's a roof. So what that I'm not miskaving to make an ohel? I was miskaving to make an ohel. Das haste ohel. And that's why Rav Rishonim reject Rashi. And we don't accept Rashi, like the Magen Avraham points out in Sifkat on Tess. But it is interesting to think a little bit about what would Rashi say back to that, right? In other words, Tosfos is right. This is not Darvashan Miskavein. And note, by the way, even Tosfos doesn't ask from Rashi because he says, oh, this should be a psik resha. Tosfos is kash on Rashi is that this is Miskavein. So Tosfos is asking on Rashi is that Darvashan Miskavein is I do X and Memela Y happens. That was a miskamen for Y, but X and Y are two different things. So therefore, Tosos thinks this is not, there's not two different things here. This is an Ol. So this is not Davashim Miskamen. This brings us really back to our discussion at the beginning of the year when we needed to define what Davashim Miskamen is. That Tosos is Kasha, right? Rashi seems to understand that it's your intent. Your intent is to make a pile of wine bottles. A consequence of that intent is that you're mahil. So therefore, it's considered davar shenu miskaven, maybe a psikresh, and a psikresh is mutter in this case. So whereas Tosa seems to be saying that the pile of barrels is an ohel. So if you want a pile of barrels, you're miskaven to an ohel. Either way, that's the view of Tosos, like we said, and we accept the view of Tosfos. But Tosfos says, therefore, that it's only usser to make an ohel if you made walls and then roof. So if you if the walls were already made, then that would be okay. But Tosfos says, one second, it sounds like if the walls were already made, it's still usser. So Tosfos answers like this, and it's interesting actually to point out, because Tosfos asks from, Tosa and Rush both ask on this and give two different answers, but they ask two different kashas, and we'll see. It could be that their kashas, their terutzim come from their two different ways they ask the kasha. So first, let's see how Tosa says the kasha. Tosa asks the kasha from Parvanka. The Gemara there says that if you spread a cloth on top of a barrel to cover the barrel, that's asar, right? Amarav, hi Parvanka, apalge de kuba shari, akule kuba asar. So if you spread the Parvanka on the whole kuba, asar because of oh well. Now over there, the walls were already there before Shabbos. All you did was put a roof. So Tosa says a stira, right? Which one is it? Are you allowed to put a wall, a roof on a pre-existing wall or not? That's his kasha. The Ras asked the Shaila from Erevin, from the case where they would make a gag for their behemos. And again, it says it's usser, unless it was mosif ala olarai, right? But if you're making it from scratch, even though there's only a roof there, it's usser. Okay, so what is Tosos' answer? So Tosos answers, again, he's asking from Parvanka, Shani Hassam, Ha'wil v'rachav ha'kuba yoser midai nasa ka'ala. Oh, a new rule. You're right. Not usser, unless you make the walls and Shabbos. Walls and roof, that's when it's usser. If you don't make the walls and roof, mutter. Except if it's rachav yoser midai, then it's like an oho. What is the definition of rachav yoser midai? And we're going to see this is a very important question. It comes up because Magen Avraham cites this Tosfos halacha. You're allowed to put a garbage can lid on top of a garbage can. Is that rachav yoser midai? Right? What is the shear of rachav yoser midai? This doesn't tell you. The Rush answers this question as well. The Rush is a Beit Zadalad Yiralef again. And again, he also gives you this vague definition without a clear-cut definition. Different answer, though. He says that it depends if it's a chashuv gag. If it's a chashuv gag, then it's also even without mechitzos. If it's not a chashuv gag, then it's mutter without mechitzos. Right? Shani, the case over there of... where you have the gag covering, shading the animals, that's asr, to have a binyan chashuv. So, okay, very vague definition. How do you define chashuv? And then he adds the gam, we'll have to see if this is two requirements or one, I'll get back to that in a moment. The gam ikar kavana so la siyas oha. Now, that my whole purpose is to be mahil, to give shade to the animals from the sun. Ahol binyan arai kazeh, lo mikri ohel below machitzos. Okay, so both the Tosfos and Rashi say basically that sometimes you need machitzos and sometimes you don't. But at least machitzos do play a role. In other words, but we have the case of Parvanka for Tosfos, the case of Erevin for the shade for the Rush, that teaches me sometimes it's going to be also without machitzos. Does the Rush have two requirements or not? Now, there's a simpler reading of the Rush is that you need binyan chashuv plus ikar kavanaso lasiyas ohel. But if you take a look at the Karbon HaSanal over there, he says, no. What this means is that if your kavana is to be mahil, then you don't need a binyan chashuv. And he was, the Rush has this to, he says this to answer up the case of Sina, the hat case. We'll talk about that in a moment. That's not chashuv. There are no machitzos. It's aser. According to half the Rishonim, it's aser because of oel. But why? Not chashuv, not machitzos. Must be that if your kavana is to be mahil, and these wide-rimmed brims were meant to be mahil, so therefore it's aser anyway.
Or if you're intending on being shiddush.
Oh, so we'll get there. There are poskim that say that's going to be mutter. Baruch Hashem, you know, big brims went out of style. So, but you know, they'll be back in a couple of years. So we're going to have to ask this question.
Tough hats.
Right, tough hats, definitely less than the tefach. So that's the reason for the Jewish center, why they're machmir on top hats, because they're concerned of, oh, well, kayadua. Okay, so how do we paskin? So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel, it sounds like we paskin like Tosfos, that it's only aser. Let's take a look. If there's mechitzos and gag, right? What do we see over there? Amita, kishem amida nosa, aser laniach ha-laglayim tchila, laniach ha-layim ha-krashim. You can't build walls and then roof. Eliyasana krashim tchila bavir, the harkach haraglaim tachtehim. Ani milik sheraglaim hengapim, mechubarim, kimodofnia teva, valraglaim shalmito shalanu, vachain raglai hashulchan mater, vachogafni. Why? Because there's no walls, right? So Tosfos, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk like Tosfos, right? Let's say you have a tabletop. You want to put a tabletop on top of four, you know, pillars or whatever it is. That's okay. Why? No walls. Mutter. Great. Problem is that the Magen Avraham notes in Sif Beis, also I think Sif Yud Gimel, we seem to paskin that there's an Isser even without Machitas. What do we think, Sif Yud Beis? And again, this point is made by the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Zion. I'll just read you the Magen Avraham. Motzeh b'chol gafni. De'ein o'el b'lo mechitzos. This is Magen Avraham and Sif Gimel. Ve'af agavdim b'machatzeles asura b'lo mechitzos k'moshkasa Sif Beis. There we say that a machatzeles is also even without walls. It's a stira basically between Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, we say you need walls. Sif Beis, we said you don't. Hasam have a binyan chashuv. The gam ikar kamanaso lasos oel itzel. Avabinian arai kazet lo mikri ohel below machitzos. Who says that? The Rush. So the Magen Avraham brings down the Rush. And the simple eating of the Magen Avraham is it's only aser when two criteria are met. And one of them is the vague criteria, right? To be aser, you need chashuv plus kavanaso lasos ohel litzel. So kavanah litzel plus chashuv. That's when it's aser. That's Sif Beis. Shady business indeed. However, if you look at the Gra over here, in my version, it's Sif Katan Yudalud, but anyway, it's the Gra and Sif Gimel. V'afal gav sheb Sif Beis, the Sif Yud Gimel mashma de aser, meaning even without machitzos. Shum kavanaso le'echol. Very simple, one criteria. Much more simple criteria, right? For the Gra, when is it aser without machitzos? When your intent is for shade. Sorry, it's a chumrah, because you don't need chashuv. Chashuv is irrelevant, right? So for the Gra, anytime your kavana is to make a shade, then it's aser, right? And now the hat case makes a lot of sense, because there, it's aser, even though there's no walls, you know it's not chashuv, and maybe Borsellino's chashuv, but you know, the cheap rams, they're not chashuv, and so, but it's still going to be aser if your kavana is for shade. Okay, good, right? So right, the rule, let's say, for the Gra is very simple, right? Kavana for shade, you don't need walls. No kavana for shade, you do need walls. Okay. Now let's take a look at Sif Zayin. So Sif Zayin, we pass him like the Rashba. Motor laniach sefer echad mikan vech mikan vech lagabehen. Haga hov ein tzarech avir shet tachfen. Because you don't need the avishal tachfen. I'm going to explain this in a moment. There is an interesting machlokes between the Taz and Magen Avraham, whether you're allowed to pile up Svarim, to use a shtender, right? So everybody agrees that it, like, you know, just happens to be one on top of the other. Like right now, I have my Svarim, I'm not trying to use my maker shtender. I just have my Mishnah Berurah open and I put the Shulchan Aruch on top. Okay. But what about if you want to do it as a shtender? Is that a bizui for Svarim? Taz says yes. Magen Avraham says no. Magen Avraham isn't here. It's earlier. Presumably because it's a sefer. I think we passed the Mahakal on that child. Mishnah Berurah in one place associated Mahakal on that Chayadim.
If I recall correctly, in Marashakol also the Esbar Wilderness, and he said that you could do it if the Svarim are already in a pile.
So that's more like the Taz. Yeah. It's a little pshara. Pashtus Magen Avraham is Mekel across the board. And even though your kavan is to do it, and the Chayadim Paskins like that, and the Mishnah Berurah earlier, here brings around both deos. He's not machriya, but earlier he's machriya l'hakel. So okay.
It could be a misremembering.
I hear. Interesting. Okay, back to here. So okay. So what do we say over here in Sif Zion? So the source of this is a Rashba that it's mutter, and the reason why it's mutter to put a sefer on top is because you don't need the avir shetachtav. And this is mutter, even though they're mechitzos. So we have a new kula, right? We have three levels now. If you need the shade, it's also without walls. If you don't need the shade, but you need the avir shetachtav, it's mutter. It's usher with walls. Mutter without walls. If you don't need the area underneath it at all, so then it's mutter even with walls. There's no isser whatsoever. A book on top, that's totally okay. No, you're making an OL because lo tzarch la'avir shetachtav. So even with machitzos, it's mutter.
Would they know the Yehuda's version of the Rish to create that kula?
Well, there, you need it to be mahio. I mean, there you have... You don't, right?
Meaning here you have walls and you have a roof.
Right. But since not, it's tarti lativusa, right? A, you're not kavana to be mahil. And B, you don't even need the avir shetachtav. So now we'll leave that, we'll get to this, what the Bir Halacha says, the chumra and sif gimel in a moment. But basically, to be usher, let me just explain. So what do you need to be usher? To be usher, if it's lahagain, right, then it's always aser, right? Like you want to protect yourself from the wind, from the rain, from the sun, then just roof aser. But if it's not meant to be megan, so then it's only aser if there are three conditions that are met. Number one, you made the mechitzos on Shabbos. Two, you've made the mechitzos first on Shabbos. And three, you need the avir shetachtav. So if you don't need avir shetachtav, it's always mutter. If you do need avir shetachtav, but the mechitzos were made before Shabbos, it's mutter. Or even if you make the mechitzos on Shabbos, but you made the roof first and then mechitzos, it's mutter. Right? Now, the difficulty with this is chavios and sitvav. Sivav says, Kimshad and Chavios zu al gav zu, that you're making like a pile of barrels. Achaz al gav ishtayim, ochiz biyadu al yona, bisadu tachton mustachtah. So put the top one on and then bottom, right? Now, in that case, do you need avish tachtav? L'chara not, still it's aser. Mishabur says, Achma eskinan, must be that you need avish tachtav because otherwise they'll get moldy. So you need some circulation of air amongst the barrels to keep your wine nice and fresh. But that's what you have to say. Yeah.
I mean, these are all kulas in all array.
Yeah.
So, according to the Navi Yehuda, shouldn't this be an all kavan hechates that have those kulas?
Could you please repeat that? I can't hear.
His question is, why isn't, if it's a tefach, would it be Nisr Del Raisa? Plus machitzos?
So then Lachar should be an all kula.
Yeah, maybe. An achanami.
Meaning, but then that it would be inconsistent to say that we pass the if. And we also hold up these kulas.
I hear your question. What would, no, I don't know. Maybe you need Kavan Halayel also for the riff. That goes without saying. There's no reason why you couldn't hold that definition as well. Adirab, I think for sure you probably would. But the parasol, you know, that's what you have. Okay, so now what about the mita? Why is that aser? I don't need the stuff underneath it. So the answer is, hachmai skinan, that you do, as the Mishabura points out. For example, you keep your shoes under your bed, right? I need the avir shetachtav under the bed. And that's why it's aser, if you were to, let's say, put the walls and then the roof. What about the table? Why is the table mutter? Don't I need the avir shetachtav? Like right now, I'm using the air underneath the table. Right, this desk be extremely uncomfortable. Like whenever you have to sit at a table without, you know, where you can't put your legs under the table, it's very uncomfortable. So I would think that that's considered using the avir shetachtav, but it seems like we don't consider it that way. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, cited in Dirshu note 52, says that that's not hishtamshus tachtav; it's just more comfortable that way. Hishtamshus means like hishtamshus be'etzem. It's not, I don't know, it's such an easy chiluk, but that I don't know how else you'd answer the question. In other words, they're not using the avir shetachtav, it's just this is a more comfortable position, as opposed to like storing my shoes under my bed. So that is using it. Now, there is a additional chumrah, a chumrah of the Rashba. We pass in the kula of the Rashba, right? What about the Chum of the Rashba? The Bi'ar Lacha Siv Gimel Dimaschal Mito says maybe you should be machmir for the Rashba, that if it's not a Shasad Chak, then it's Aser if you need the Avir Shetachtav even without Machitzos. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way, and he notes that the Minhag is to be Meiko. So maybe there's a Chumra. What we said before is, again, when there are no Machitzos, it's only aser mekavan le'ehol to provide shade or protection. Maybe shelo b'shasat chak, even if it's kavan l'shtamish b'avir tachtav, that too should be aser, because it's funny we take half the Rashba's kula and not the chumra, but that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So maybe b'tars chumra you could be machmir. Okay. Now, take a look at, now what about Tosus's requirement of being very big, being an exception to the rule, right? Is that meaning to say if it's big, so it's Yoser Midai, it's big, so then it's Usher even without the walls? So if you look at Sif Yud Gimel, that might come up. Sif Yud Gimel, Beget Yeshotchen Al Pi Achavis L'Chasoso, right? That was the source for Tosus's ruling. So the problem is, why should that be aser? It's true, it's avir tachtav, but the walls were already here, says the Magen Avraham, Chav Aleph. Af agav, tishrei lachzor hakedei raga bekira v'shabes v'lo chashina mishum alal. Hol v'machitzas karsuyos l'shomer hol v'akova. Bakuba, sorry, Rechava Yoser Midai Nasa Ke'ohel, quotes Tosfos. Vos meint Rechava Yoser Midai. So, not so clear. I think the Gra might learn that this is Kavanaso Leho. How do I know that? That's what the Gra said. Because remember back on Sif Gimel, so there we said that if there are no walls, it's mutter. Sorry, if there's no walls, it's mutter. So the Magen Avraham asked from Sif Beis, right? The Gra asked from Sif Beis and Yud Gimel and answered Kavanaso Leho. So I think the Gra doesn't think you need to come on to Tosfos' answer, at least Bedasa Shulchan Aruch. He'll say that over there, because that cloth is being spread on top of the barrel, I don't know, for protection. Like, you don't want debris to fall into your wine or something. So it's giving you protection. So then you don't have to come on to this Yoser Midai business. But according to Magen Avraham, you do have to come on to Yoser Midai. So that's going to force us to figure out what Yoser Midai is. Now, if you if it's Yosir Midai, so if the walls were there before, oh, fine. So that's going to be a question we need to figure out, Lamaisa. Another interesting thing we need to figure out, Lamaisa, is there a difference between if you've moved the walls or not? If you've, Mishnah Berurah thinks that when you've moved the walls, that is considered creating new walls on Shabbos. And that could come up. Then we have a lot of shilas, like, are you allowed to cover a pot? So a lot of times when you cover a pot, it's okay anyway, because there won't be a tefach of airspace underneath the lid. But if it's a big pot, there might be, especially if it's like mostly empty. So why is it mutter to pot to cover a pot? So if you didn't move it, fine. But let's say you did move it. Shlomo Zalman has a hat there. He says, well, if there's a handle, it's okay. It doesn't look like an elo. Not a pasha kula, but that's not always going to help you. Let's say, tell you where I was wondering about these things. With the big, I guess aluminum pans, like disposable, that have covers, they often don't have handle. They don't have handles, but those usually don't have a tefach, because the whole thing is usually like a tefach. So, but sometimes you might, but toy bins, big toy bins, right? And then you might even have the Yosef Midai Shaila, right? But let's say you move those around on Shabbos. You move those around on Shabbos.
You take out the toy bin,
and then and there's more. Just 1 second, Moshe. There's more than a tefach underneath the thing. Plus, it's moved around. Is it mutter to put the cover on? Or the Mishnah Berurah? Chazon Ish doesn't buy that. Chazon Ish seems much more intuitive to me. That moving the walls is considered creating the walls of Shabbos. But if you learn like the Mishnah Berurah, okay, well, I have to go in a minute and we're taking Moshe's questions. So maybe we'll finish up next time. We still have more things to do. I'll take your question, Moshe, but
okay, when you
first we'll leave it to the homework to think about. If you learn like the Mishnah Berurah, okay, that'll be the homework, Shaila. If you learn like the Mishnah Berurah, is there any heter to move around, to put those, you know I'm talking about, the big bins for toys. If there's a tefach between the cover of the toy bin and the bottom, you know, the top of the toys, and especially you've moved it on Shabbos, is there any heter to cover them according to the Mishnah Berurah? Okay. Yes, Moshe. So next time, let me tell you what we're going to do. We'll finish up some odds and ends we'll talk about stroller covers, some other practical shilas. And then we'll talk about as well, we'll do machatech, which is pretty short. I'll send you my hakomos on that. And then we'll figure out what we'll do afterwards. Yes, Moshe.
Okay. When you first mentioned the idea of moving the walls, means creating the walls, I was assuming that it meant, for example, you had, let's say you had the stand-up mechitzas and you move them into position.
Well, we didn't do mechitzas on top, so we have to do that also.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You move them into position, then you put something on top of it. So then moving the walls into position is making them, you're creating them, so to speak, as walls, because before that they weren't able to serve as walls if you put a top on it. But if you have a whole, you know, a combination, such as a pot, so then it's
right,
not-
I hear what you're saying. That makes a lot of sense. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Does he assume that way? I don't think so.
I'm just hearing it for the first time. I'm afraid I don't have
okay,
time.
Okay, so take a look. See what you think.
Shin Yud Aleph, which...
Shin Tesvav. Just go through the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Tesvav before next time. Okay, and we'll...
Because it's very hard to understand why I'm moving the pot.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. It's a good question.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Have a great day, Zach. Shkoyach for coming.